Just like the sister just prayed, we will come and sing praises to our Lord.
就像我们姐妹祷告的，我们要来唱诗赞美他。
We will worship our great Savior.
我们要敬拜我们的救主。
For he had accomplished great salvation for us.
因为他完成了伟大的救恩。
There is no other salvation apart from our Lord.
除了主以外，没有别的救恩。
We will continue to sing praises to him.
我们要不断地唱诗赞美他。
We will give him the glory for all the great things that he had done.
我们要为他所做的一切事，给他一切的荣耀。
Praise the Lord.
the cross.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced tears. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and grace. Worth is the Lamb, seated on the throne, crowned now with name. Crowns you reign victorious. High and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you for the cross.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow.
You reign victorious.
High and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Seated on the throne.
is, worthy is the Lamb.
神羔羊配得。
Lord, we thank you that you have redeemed us.
主感谢你救赎了我们。
So that we who are lost can come before your presence.
我们迷失的人可以到你的同在中。
Thank you for your grace that you have brought us back to God's house.
感谢你的恩典把我们带回神的家。
So that we may be called children of God.
我们得称神的儿女。
Lord, may you turn our hearts towards you.
主来转我们的心转向你。
To help us to lay down ourselves.
帮助我们放下自己。
So that one day we can say we no longer live for ourselves.
好让有一天我们可以说我们不再为自己活。
But to live for the one who has set me free.
而为着释放我们的那一位活。
To be less and less of me and more of you.
让我减少，让主增加。
Transform our hearts.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，求主来转变我们的心。
Help us to lay down our pride, our selfish desires, our personal plan.
帮我们放下我们的骄傲，我们自己私心里的计划。
May this life that we live give glory to our Lord.
愿我们今生活着是为我们的主活着。
That he may increase and I must decrease.
愿主加增，愿我减少。
To have less of me and more of him.
更多为主，更少为己。
Day by day, his tender mercy, healing, helping, full and free, brought me lower while I whispered less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee.Less of self and more of thee. Higher than the highest heavens, deeper than the deepest sea. Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of thee. None of self.
Self and all of thee.
不为己，全都为你。
Lord, this is our prayer this morning.
主，这是我们早晨的祷告。
Lord, we need you to touch our life.
主，我们需要你来触摸我们的生命。
Transform us.
改变我们。
Lord, through this morning message, again you speak to your church.
主，早晨求你向你的教会说话。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
愿圣灵在我们当中运行。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
感谢你，奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
早上，我想要来分享巴兰这个人。
This morning, I'd like to share about the person Balaam.
在过去这一周啊，我们读到民数记二十二到二十四章。
In the past week, we read Numbers chapters 22 through 24.
当摩亚王看啊巴勒看到那么多的以色列人在摩亚平原安营的时候，他就害怕。
At the time, Balak, king of Moab, was afraid when he saw so many Israelites encamped on the plains of Moab.
于是他就差遣使者去找巴兰。
So he sent messengers to Balaam.
为了要让他来咒诅以色列人，让他们打仗的时候他可以得胜。
To curse the Israelites so that the Moabites would be victorious in the battle.
这是我们第一次看到巴兰这个人物。
This is the first encounter of Balaam.
为什么早上我想分享巴兰这个人呢？
Why did I want to share about the person Balaam?
巴兰这个人跟我们有什么关系？
What does he, Balaam, have to do with us?
上周民数记的预查中，我们听到牧师讲到巴兰这个人。
Last week during the pre-study, we heard our pastor sharing about this person.
其中有一句话我很得着。
One sentence resonated with me.
牧师说他的话，巴兰这个人，他的说的话都是对的，但是他的这个人是错的。
The pastor said his word, Balaam, his word, are right, but this person is wrong.
这句话给我很大的提醒。
And this word reminded me greatly.
我觉得，我们要把话讲对，已经是不容易的事情。
I feel that to say the right things is already hard.
但是在这里还有一件更关键的事。
But here's a critical thing.
我们的人也必须要是一个对的人。
The key is that we must be the right person.
当我听到这句话的时候，我就想到自己。
When I heard what she said, I thought of myself.
我是不是一个对的人？
Am I a right person?
我觉得这个容易，非常的不容易回答。
I think that's a tough question to answer.
别人也许看我看得比较清楚。
Others might see me more clearly than myself.
但是我自己却不容易知道。
It's hard for me to realize.
因为我总是袒护自己。
Because I always cover up for myself.
我总是会保护自己。
I find excuses for myself.
我会替我自己说话。
I will speak for myself.
我也会隐藏我心中真实的想法。
And I'm good at hiding my true thoughts.
这些事情使我更不容易明白我到底是不是一个对的人。
And those things keep me from knowing whether I'm a right person or not.
接着我就在想。
And then I thought.
同样一个人。
The same person.
怎么会他讲的话是对的，但是他这个人又是错的呢？
How is it possible that he can say the right things yet being the wrong person?
那个时候我没有马上的答案。
I didn't have the answer at that time.
但是我当下的反应。
But my response.
我不愿意只做一个话说对的人。
at the moment was that I don't want to be a person who just speaks the right words.
我希望做一个人对的人。
I want to be a right person.
我相信对的人就能够讲出对的话。
Because I believe a right person naturally will say the right things.
我觉得我也这样子相信，我们在座没有一个人是现在像巴兰一样。
And I believe that none of us is like Balaam.
但是那为什么我们要来看巴兰这个人？
So why do we need to look at this person, Balaam?
我觉得巴兰的失败不是一天造成的。
I think that his failure wasn't formed in one day.
也不是因着单一的事件所造成的。
Nor from one occasion.
巴兰的失败是有很多很多的事情叠在一起。
Balaam's failure was accumulated from a lot of things.
并且经过一段的时间。
And through a period of time.
这个是所形成的一个后果。
This is a result.
如果我们可以避免他所犯的错误
If we can avoid his mistakes,
我们就不会变成像他那样的人
We wouldn't turn out to be like him.
我盼望早上借着我们读巴兰的失败
I hope that by studying Balaam's mistakes,
我自己能够受到警醒
His failure, I will be reminded.
不会去成为像他那样的人
To not become a person like him.
也不掉在他同样的错误里面
And I will not fall into the same trap.
今天我们需要关心的是
Today what we need to be concerned about
我们不仅要避免自己做一个不对的人
It's not only to avoid being that person like that.
我们也盼望我们自己能在神面前做一个对的人
The hope is that we become a right person before God.
首先我们来看看巴兰这个人
First, let's look at the person Balaam.
从圣经的记载来说了解他是一个什么样的人
To know who he was from the perspective of the Bible.
除了我们上周已经读到的民数记22到24章
Besides Numbers chapters 22 to 24,
在即将要来的民数记31章还记载了巴兰
And in chapter 31, he was recorded again.
他记载巴兰献祭使摩押女子诱惑以色列百姓，使他们犯了奸淫。
He advised the Moabite women to tempt the Israelites and causing them to commit adultery.
我们在过去的读到第二十五章的时候
In the past when we read chapter 25,
我们看到这件事情的发生
We saw what happened.
但是我们不知道他们为什么这样做
But we didn't know why they did that.
所以在三十一章的时候圣经特别记载是因着巴兰的计谋
It was in chapter 31, it talked about this is a plan by Balaam.
因着这个事件，神使瘟疫临到以色列人。
And because of this, God brought plague to the Israelites.
同样的事情在启示录第二章十四节也有记载。
The same thing was recorded in Revelation 2:14.
那时的这句话是对着这个别加摩的教会说的。
It was spoken to the angels of the church in Pergamos.
但是有提到巴兰这个人。
And Balaam was mentioned.
他说有几件事我要责备你。
I have a few things against you.
因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。
Because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam.
这边特别提到一个词叫做巴兰的教训。
Here's a term, the doctrine of Balaam.
这个巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
Balaam who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols.
巴兰献祭给巴勒，使神的百姓犯罪得罪神。
Balaam advised Balak to cause God's people to sin.
类似的事情也发生在别加摩的教会里面。
And similar thing occurred at the church of Pergamos.
所以圣经称这个事情叫做巴兰的教训。
So the Bible refers to this as the doctrine of Balaam.
接着在彼得后书二章十五到十六节也提到巴兰。
And then in 2 Peter 2:15 also mentioned about Balaam.
他们离弃正路就走差了。
They have forsaken the right way and gone astray.
随从比尔之子巴兰的路。
Following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor.
这边提到巴兰的路，他所走的路。
Here it refers to the thing he did as the way of Balaam.
巴兰就是那个贪爱不义之工价的先知。
Who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
他却为自己的过犯受了责备。
But he was rebuked for his iniquity.
那不能说话的驴以人言拦阻先知的狂傲。
A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet.
彼得后书第二章是对着假先知跟假师父所说的话。
Second Peter chapter 2 speaks of false prophets and false teachers.
当彼得在讲这件事情的时候，
When Peter was referring to this,
他指着这些假先知跟假师父，他们随从了巴兰所走的路。
He said these false prophets and false teachers followed the way of Balaam.
他们像巴兰那样子。
They were like Balaam.
他们走的是一个偏差的路。
Their way was a deviant one.
他们也像巴兰是一个狂傲的人。
They were like Balaam. They were proud.
他的狂傲使他目中无人。
Their arrogance caused them to disregard everyone.
也使他们目中无神。
Even God.
甚至神要行神迹。
And to an extent that God performed a miracle.
叫那个他所骑的驴开口。
Causing the donkey who was riding on to speak,
来拦阻巴兰的狂傲。
To stop Balaam, his arrogance.
犹大书也提到巴兰。
The book of Jude also mentioned Balaam.
在第十一节说他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路。
Verse 11 says, Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain.
又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔。
Have run greedily in the error of Balaam.
这边讲到巴兰的错误。
For profit, here talks about the error of Balaam.
并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
And perished in the rebellion of Korah.
当犹大在写犹大书的时候，
When Jude was writing the book,
他看到有一些不敬虔的人。
He saw some ungodly people.
圣经特别讲说，他们把神的恩典当作放纵情欲的机会。
The Bible says they used God's grace as an opportunity for indulgence in lust.
他们任意妄为。
And acting recklessly and arbitrarily.
所以他们这些人像巴兰。
So they are like Balaam.
为了自己的利益着想。
Prioritizing their own interests.
所以他们所奔向的就是他们所奔向巴兰的一个错误里面。
So they're running toward the error of Balaam.
最后在民数记三十一章也记载到巴兰的死。
And lastly, in Numbers recorded Balaam's death.
神吩咐以色列人为他在报这个米甸人身上的仇的时候，巴兰被刀杀死。
And for vengeance, God let Balaam be killed by the sword.
根据我们刚刚看的这些经文，
According to the verses we just read,
我们看到巴兰是什么样的人。
We can see what kind of person Balaam was.
当新约讲到巴兰这个人的时候，他讲到三方面。
When in the New Testament refer to Balaam, it talked from three perspectives.
他讲到巴兰的路。
The doctrine of Balaam.
这个路是什么样的路？
The way of Balaam. What kind of way that was?
这个路是一个贪财的道路。
This way is a way of greed.
他贪爱钱财。
He loved money.
没有界限，没有原则的贪爱钱财。
Without boundary, without principle, he loved money.
因着贪爱钱财。
Because of his greed of the money.
为着要达到这个目的。
To reach his purpose.
他不在乎出卖别人。
He didn't care if he was selling others.
他不顾别人的死活。
He was betraying others so they die.
犹大书讲到巴兰的错误。
Jude, the book of Jude referred to the error of Balaam.
巴兰是一个以自己利益为中心的人。
Balaam is a self-interest-centered person.
只要跟自己利益相合的都是他的朋友。
As long as it's in accordance with his interest, then he's okay with it.
跟他利益相反的都是他的敌人。
All the things against his interest was his enemy.
只要能够得到利益，
As long as he can gain interest,
他就可以全力以赴。
He will put in his full effort.
追求自己的利益使他的眼睛被蒙蔽。
To pursue his interest so that his eyes were blinded.
他看不见对错。
He couldn't tell right from wrong.
他看不到原则。
He couldn't see any principle.
他看不到神。
He couldn't see God.
还有启示录讲到巴兰的教训。
In Revelation, it talks about the doctrine of Balaam.
我们知道贪财跟利益都比较容易理解。
We know greed and interest are easier to understand.
什么是巴兰的教训呢？
What does it mean, the doctrine of Balaam?
巴兰因着神，他知道神不喜欢去咒诅以色列人。
He knew God did not want to curse the Israelites.
所以因着他自己没有办法去做这件事情。
But because he himself couldn't do it.
他就借刀杀人。
He killed them with other hands.
把绊脚石放到人的前面。
He put a stumbling block before them.
他献祭使以色列人犯罪。
He offered sacrifice to cause the Israelites to sin.
巴兰的教训。
The doctrine of Balaam.
就是教导人为了达到目的可以不择手段。
Was teaching a teaching that people can do anything to reach their goal.
像是我们为了证明对的，把别人也拖下水去。
That is to prove ourselves right to drag others down.
或是我们看不得别人的好，我们就制造机会使别人也一起失败。
Or out of jealousy, we plan something for them to fail.
在别加盟教会的人。
In the church of Pergamos.
他们服从了这样的一个教训。
They follow such teaching.
他们觉得这样子做也不错。
And they felt that it's pretty good to do this.
所以他们就服从了这个错误的教导。
So they follow the false teaching.
他们接受了这样的一个做事方式。
They receive the way of doing things.
这是讲到巴兰的教训。
This is talking about the doctrine of Balaam.
当我们观看巴兰的一生。
When we look at the life of Balaam,
我们能够明白他是一个不对的人。
We can understand he is the wrong person.
但是我不希望我们只停在这里。
But I don't feel we could stop there.
我们希望从这些经文里面找到一些蛛丝马迹。
I hope to find some signs from the scripture.
看到什么事情导致巴兰变成这样的人。
To see what caused Balaam to become a person like that.
有什么事情是我们可以预防我们不要去做的。
What are the things we can be warned of and not do?
让我们不要变成跟他一样的人。
So that we don't become someone like him.
我关于这个我要讲三点巴兰的失败。
I will share three points about his failure.
第一点我想要讲到巴兰没有办法持守他的原则。
First of all, he was unable to hold fast the principles.
刚刚我提到巴兰没有原则。
I mentioned that Balaam had no principles.
但是如果要讲到更准确一点，
But to be more precise,
是巴兰没有办法持守，他没有办法持定原则。
That it was that Balaam couldn't hold on to the principles.
我们读巴兰的事情的时候，
When we read the story of Balaam,
我们会看到他有一些对神有一些知识。
We noticed that he had some knowledge of God.
他也知道神的命令。
He knew God's commands.
他知道他不能违背神。
He knew he could not be against God.
他知道神要他说什么，他只能说什么。
He knew he can only say what God puts in his mouth.
外面看起来好像这个人不错。
Outwardly, he seems to be a nice person.
问题是出在当试探或引诱来临的时候。
The problem is that when temptation comes,
他没有办法坚守他没有办法坚定地持守神的原则。
He couldn't hold fast to God's principles.
他的认识不够于来抵挡这些诱惑或试探。
His understanding was not enough to oppose the temptations.
他所知道的知识没有办法让他变成一个敬虔的人。
His knowledge could not make him a godly person.
他拥有的知识没有办法改变他的生命。
The knowledge he owned cannot change his life.
我觉得这是一个很重要的问题。
I think that is a big problem.
就是像我们知道我们基督徒要读圣经。
Just like we Christians, we know we need to read the Bible.
多年来我们也一直这样子做。
We've been reading the Bible for years.
甚至我们还背经节，有一些经节我们也可以朗朗上口。
We can even quote, we can cite some Bible verses.
在风平浪静的时候没有问题。
It's fine when everything goes well.
但一旦试探来临的时候，
But once temptations rise,
这是真正的考验的所在。
This is when we are tested.
我们所认识的神，
The God that we know,
我们所读的经节，
The verses we read,
能不能帮助我们站住脚？
Can they help us to stand firm?
能不能使我们不摇动，不晃动？
Will we not be shaken?
我们的信心是否足够？
Is our faith enough?
能够帮助我们度过我们所遇到的难处。
To help us overcome the challenges that we're facing.
这是真正的一个考验。
That is the true test.
巴兰的认识有缺陷。
The the knowledge of Balaam had a problem.
因为他明明知道是神。
Because he knew it was God.
却没有把神放在最重要的一个位置上面。
And yet he did not put God in the most important place.
没有把神的原则当作唯一的原则来遵守。
He did not observe God's principles as the highest priority.
他只把它当作一个参考。
He only took them as a reference.
真正认识神的人是不会这样做的。
Those who truly know God would not do that.
他对神不绝对。
He was not devoted to God.
当神的原则跟自己的利益产生冲突的时候。
When there's a conflict between God's principle and his own interest.
他不愿意为着神的旨意来付出代价。
He was not willing to pay a price for God's will.
他不愿意丧失他自己的利益。
He was not willing to lose his own interest.
他摇摆不定。
He was shaky.
他看哪里好，他就往那边靠。
He was wavered. Wherever seems well to him, he ran.
还记得牧师之前告诉我们的闲杂人是 mix.
Remember our pastor told us those people that are mixed.
讲到心怀二意 double-minded 的人。
Those who are double-minded.
他们是跳来跳去的，跳来跳去的。
They jump back and forth.
就像这里我所说的。
Just like what I was saying.
当他们认为哪里好，他们就跳到哪里。
They would jump wherever that seems well to them.
当神祝福的时候，他们就赞美感谢神。
When God blesses them, they praise and thank God.
但是环境不顺利的时候。
But when the circumstances are unfavorable.
当试炼临到的时候。
When temptations come.
他们就转去相信自己的方法。
They turn to believe in their own ways.
去相信自己。
To trust in themselves.
记得 Barnabas 弟兄几个礼拜有告诉我们过。
I remember what Brother Barnabas shared with us a few weeks ago.
100%坚持信念比98%容易。
Upholding your belief 100% is easier than upholding 98%.
我在想这件事情的时候。
When I was thinking about that.
我觉得100%的坚持的容易的地方是在于它没有后路。
What makes believing 100% easier is that you have no leeway.
你没有其他的考虑。
You have no other choices.
你没有地方可以跳。
You have no place to jump to.
你把后路砍断了。
You have cut off the ways.
没有其他怀疑的空间。
There's no room for doubt.
因为只要有一点点的不坚持。
For as long as you have a little less persistent.
我们看到2%，好，很少很少的。
We see 2% less. That's a very small number.
但是很快的，你的2%会变成20%。
But quickly, your 2% will become 20%.
会变成40%。
Will be 40%.
会变成80%。
Will be 80%.
只要有退路，我们总是会选择那个退路去走。
As long as there's a leeway, we always choose the leeway.
所以没有选择反而是一个最好的选择。
So having no other choices is actually the best choice.
我相信在座的弟兄姐妹不止一次，不止十次。
I believe more than once, more than 10 times.
哇，我们听到教会怎么劝我们说，每天早上要为主摆上时间。
We've heard the church encouraging us to put out a time in the morning.
每天早上我们要我们要摆上我们的时间，跟主有一个好的关系。
To set aside time to build a relationship with the Lord.
告诉我们要根据圣经，要认真的读圣经。
To read the Bible diligently and everything will be according to the Bible.
这真的是非常重要的事情。
That is truly a very important thing.
对基督徒来说，这个不是选修，这是必修的课程。
For Christians, this is not an elective course.
这个根基没有打好。
This is mandatory. If your foundation is shaky.
我们遇到事情，我们就会跳来跳去。
When we encounter things, we will be jumping around.
我想到一件事情。
I'm reminded of one thing.
很久之前。
Long time ago.
我记得我在家里，我在洗碗。
I was doing the dishes.
有一阵子牧生不让我洗碗了。
For a period of time, Ruth did not let me do the dishes.
我心里不平衡。
I felt unfair.
我觉得呢，我都帮忙了，你怎么还嫌我呢
？I'm already trying to help. Why are you picking on me?
问题是，我洗碗洗不干净。
The problem is that I don't do a good job. The dishes are still dirty after.
我就随便洗一下。
Because I wash them carelessly.
所以他就不让我洗了。
So she banned me from doing the dishes.
我可以说我有洗呀。
I can say I did it.
我有洗。
I did it.
但是洗不干净。
But they were not clean.
我们每天都可以说我有读圣经啊。
Just like that, we can say we read the Bible every day.
这一类的话怎么一再的重复告诉我呢？我很冤枉啊。
Why is God repeating his words? I have been wronged.
我们有没有做到位？
But do we do it right?
我们有没有真的把经读到我们的里面去？
Do we really take God's word into our hearts?
这件事情我们有没有真的把它做好？
Do we really walk accordingly?
这根据这个关系到我们真正遇到事情的时候，我们能不能站得住
？And that will decide when we encounter something, can we really stand firm?
相对来讲，认识神的原则不难。
Relatively speaking, understanding God's principle is easier.
讲一些神的原则也不难。
Speaking about His principles is easy.
最难的是去把它行出来。
The hardest part is to walk it.
当我们面对利益跟诱惑的时候，我们能不能站住
？When we face temptations and interest, can we stand firm?
我们能不能付上代价？我们能不能很稳固
？Are we willing to pay the price? Are we firm?
在于这个生命是活的还是死的
？It depends on whether our life is living or not.
跟活的生命接触，才有能够得到生命。
When we have contact with the living life, then can we stand firm?
读很重要。
Reading is important.
有圣经的知识也很重要。
Having the knowledge of the Bible is also important.
更重要的是得到生命。
More importantly is to gain life.
有了生命，你就有力量。
With life, you will have strength.
你能够抵挡试探，你也能够持定你的原则。
You will be able to oppose temptations and hold on to the principles.
第二点我想讲的是贪爱世界。
Secondly, I'd like to share on the lust of the world.
巴兰的生命有一个破口漏洞。
Balaam's life had a fatal flaw.
就是贪爱钱财。
The love of money.
贪爱钱财是爱世界的一个很具体的一个表现。
The love of money is a practical expression of the lust of the world.
巴兰的这个破口漏洞，神知道。
God knows Balaam's broken place.
魔鬼知道。
The devil knows.
远在摩亚地的巴勒也知道。
Even Balak, who was far away in Moab, he knew.
我不知道巴兰自己承不承认，知不知道。
I don't know Balaam himself whether he admit that he had this flaw.
但事实是。
But the fact is,
当巴勒要找一个人来做这件事，来做这件不好的事情的时候，他知道要去找谁。
When Balak wanted to find someone to curse for him, he knew who to go to.
我觉得这是一个很悲哀的事情。
I think that's a very tragic thing.
这个破口漏洞让他一生走在失败的道路上。
This flaw caused him to walk a path of failure.
我们都读过圣经上说不要爱世界跟世界上的事。
Through his life, we all read the Bible says, "Do not love the world or the things of it."
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他的里面。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
我们看到在这里有两个阵营。
We see there are two camps here.
两个可以爱的。
Two things to love.
一边是世界，一边是神。
On one side is the world, and the other side is God.
如果不是爱父，我们就是爱世界。
You either love the Father or you love the world.
你不是站在世界这一边，你就是站在神这一边。
You either stand on the world side or on God's side.
没有中立的。
There's no middle ground.
巴兰的失败是他始终站在仇敌那一边。
Balaam's failure was that he's always standing on the enemy's side.
因为他贪爱钱财。
Because he loved money.
他一直站在仇敌那一边。
He kept standing on the enemy's side.
站在哪一边是基督徒一个非常关键的事情。
Which side we take is a very critical thing.
我们都知道爱主很重要。
We know it's important to love the Lord.
我们也希望我们可以站在主的那一边。
And we hope to stand on the Lord's side always.
但是很实际的。
But to be honest,
很多时候我们觉得主爱不来。
Many times we thought we could not love the Lord.
爱应该是很自然的，对不对？很自然的就被吸引，就去爱了。
Love should be natural, right? You're naturally drawn and you love.
我们爱世界没有爱得那么痛苦啊。
We love the world easily.
唯独爱主。
But when it comes to loving the Lord,
好困难啊。
It's so hard.
好勉强。
It's so forceful.
我们需要用好大的力量去爱。
We have to use a great strength to love the Lord.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们的心已经有别的所爱的了。
Because the other love is already in our hearts.
我们的心已经在别的事情上面。
Our heart was preoccupied.
我们的心已经被别的事情充满了。
Our heart was filled by other things already.
也许我们的破口不在钱财。
Perhaps our problem was not money.
但是还有很多世界上的事。
But there are still a lot of things of the world.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
哦，我们说眼目的情欲。
The pride of life.
我们今生的骄傲
the lust of the eye、
我们对于自己的爱
the love of self
这些事情可以霸占我们的心
those things could occupy our hearts
我们看到迦南人住在迦南地
we see the Canaanites live in the land of Canaan
当神吩咐他们、以色列人进到迦南地的时候要做什么
what's the first thing God commanded the Israelites to do when they enter into the land of Canaan
要把这些迦南人赶走
That is to cast out the Canaanites.
不要跟他们住在同一个地方。
Do not dwell with them in the same place.
因为他们会带给你坏的习惯，会影响你去拜偶像。
For they will give you bad habits to lead you to worship the idols.
同样的。
Likewise.
我们让世界在我们心里住得太久了。
We have let the world dwell in our hearts for too long.
我们对世界的态度。
Our attitude toward the world.
通常是和平共处。
Is usually living peacefully together.
这样子，我们一方面能够爱世界，一方面我们好像有需要神的时候，还可以起来求一求神。
So, like on one hand, we can live with the world, and when we're in need, we can rise and ask the Lord for help.
所以我们爱主爱得很吃力。
So it's really hard to love the Lord.
其实这个还不是爱。
That is not love.
其实是利益上面的交换。
That's actually an exchange of interests.
我们要下定决心。
We need to make up our minds.
我们要起来征战。
We need to rise and fight.
这些不应该住在我们心里面的，已经住得太久了。
The things that should not occupy our hearts have been there for too long.
我们需要起来征战。
We need to rise and fight.
把破口漏洞堵住。
And block the breach.
把不应该爱的东西赶出去。
And the loophole in our lives and cast out the things we should not love.
这样子我们自然会爱神。
Then naturally we will love God.
我们生命中有很多的破口漏洞。
There are many breaches and loopholes in our lives.
每一个破口漏洞我们都要去对付。
We need to deal with every single one of them.
我们要为着这些破口漏洞起来征战。
We need to fight over those things.
不只是，我们不要觉得这些事情是小事。
Don't take them a little.
不要觉得无所谓。
Don't feel indifferent.
也不要让它任意的发展。
And don't let them grow.
它是不应该在我们心里面的东西。
They are the things that should not be in our hearts.
第三点，我讲到巴兰的失败是因为他体贴肉体。
And thirdly, Balaam's failure was from his carnal mind.
当我们看到新约在讲到巴兰的时候
，When we see in the New Testament talking about Balaam,
他不是直接讲到这个人。
It wasn't talking about him directly.
乃是把他当作一个范例。
But using him as an example,
一个反面的教材
a negative example.
我们之前提到那些随从巴兰的路的人是什么样的人
And we mentioned before those who follow Balaam's path.
或是那些往巴兰的错误里面走去的，他们是什么样的人
Or those who rush into his errors.
当我们看圣经的前后文的时候
When we look at the context,
我们就会发现他们都有一个共同点。
We realize they have a common trait.
就是他们都是放纵肉体情欲的人。
They're all people who indulge in the fleshly desires.
这个也是我们在巴兰身上看到的一个特征。
This is a trait, a characteristic we see in Balaam.
为了他要得到他所要的。
To gain what he wanted.
他会尽所有的方法去得到。
He would do everything to gain.
谁都没有办法。把他 stop， 把他停下来。
No one can stop him.
巴兰是一个己生命很强的人。
Balaam was a man with a strong self-life.
也是一个非常体贴他肉体的人。
A man who indulged in his flesh.
保罗在罗马书第十三章第十四节告诉我们。
Paul in Romans 13:14 said.
他说总要披戴主耶稣，不要为肉体安排，去放纵私欲。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
我们都有己生命。
We all have self-life.
并且我们知道这个己生命会一生伴随着我们。
And we know it's going to accompany us for the rest of our life.
但是这个是不是代表说，那我们就可以体贴这个肉体呢？
But does that mean we can be mindful of it?
我们知道这个答案是否定的，不对的。
We know the answer is no.
所以保罗说，体贴肉体的人就是随从肉体的人就是体贴肉体的事。
So Paul said that those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
随从圣灵的人是体贴圣灵的事。
But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
体贴肉体就是死。
And to be carnally minded is death.
体贴圣灵是生命平安。
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
我们需要做一个决定。
We need to make a decision.
我们要听谁的？
Who are we listening to?
我们听肉体的
We listen to the flesh.
我们就会替肉体做安排
We are providing for the flesh.
我们会按照肉体的要求去做
We will live according to the demand of the flesh.
这个就是我们看到的巴兰
This is Balaam we saw.
巴兰听肉体的
Balaam listened to his flesh.
这个肉体就是他的自己
The flesh was his self.
当他自己想要得着巴勒的金银的时候
When he wanted to gain the gold and silver from Balak,
他就想尽办法要得到。
He did everything he could to gain.
这个后果是什么？
What's the consequences?
他没有办法被停下来。
He was not stoppable.
任何事情都没有办法让他停下来。
Nothing could stop him.
我们看到神第一次说不可以的时候。
We read that when God first time said no.
他没有停下来。
He did not stop.
他继续的铺路，继续的安排。
He kept making arrangements.
盼望能够得到有一个不同的一个结果。
Hoping to get a different answer.
当他忙着为他的肉体做安排的时候。
When he was busy making arrangements for his flesh.
他的眼睛被蒙蔽。
His eyes were blinded.
驴看到的他没有办法看到。
What the donkey saw, he couldn't see.
他忙着在为他的肉体在排除所有的障碍。
Because he's getting rid of the obstacles for his flesh.
任何事情，任何人挡在其中的。
Anyone or anything that's in his way.
就是他的敌人。
Is his enemy.
连从小到大他所骑的驴，他也不放过。
Even the donkey that he rode since childhood.
虽然他知道神要祝福以色列人。
Although he knew God's plan was to bless the Israelites,
那个原本应该站在神那一边的巴兰，他却站在巴勒那一边，在替他想办法。
Balaam, who's supposed to stand on God's side, he stood on Balak's side.
因为他已经习惯了为了他的肉体做安排。
For he's accustomed to make arrangements for his flesh.
他没有办法停下来。
He couldn't stop.
他也不愿意停下来。
He's not willing to stop.
因为他平常听惯了这个肉体的要求
For he was used to listening to the demand of the flesh.
他就失去了一个能力
He lost the power.
这个能力是什么呢？就是对肉体说不的能力
The power to say no to the flesh.
这不是一天形成的
It was not formed in one day.
是长年累月累积的
It was done over many years.
我们觉得哦埋怨一下，发怨言一下，好像是小事。
You might think complaining, grumbling is a small thing.
发一发脾气没有关系。
It's okay to lose your temper sometimes.
偶尔批评一下，论断一下。
Criticize others or judging others is okay.
我只是在讲笑话而已。
I'm just joking.
轻看人。
Despising others.
轻看事情。
Looking down on things.
恨人。
Hate others.
以自己为中心。
Being self-centered.
我觉得每个人都在做的事情。
You might say everyone's doing the same thing.
我们会发现一件事。
But you will realize one thing.
你没有办法停下你的自己。
You cannot stop yourself.
因为体贴肉体会上瘾的。
Because it's addictive to be mindful of yourself.
你体贴习惯了，你就绝对没有办法停下来。
If you're used to indulging in your flesh, then you cannot stop.
我们多少都经历过圣灵感动我们，不要再说了。
More or less, we have experienced the fellowship of the Holy Spirit to stop talking.
不要再发脾气了。
Stop losing temper.
不要再贪心了。
Stop being greedy.
但是我们能够停下来吗？
But can we stop?
我们停不下来。
We can't.
所以我们就失败。
So we failed.
这是一直一个恶性的循环。
This is an evil cycle.
太多的时候，因着我们没有顺服里面的声音。
So many times because we did not submit to the inner voice.
我们就掉在失败的里面。
We fell in failure.
为什么会这样子？
Why is that?
因为我们的肉体，我这个人没有养成一个顺服的习惯。
Because we did not cultivate this habit of submitting to the spirit.
肉体已经长时间的习惯发号施令。
And our flesh is used to giving commands.
当你要叫他顺服的时候，
When you want to subdue it,
他没有办法做到。
It cannot.
圣经说要靠圣灵致死肉体。
The Bible said, by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body.
这句话是对的。
It is right.
但是我们要先养成顺服的习惯。
But first, we need to build the habit of being submissive.
我们常说顺服圣灵。
We always say submit to the Holy Spirit.
我认为顺服圣灵是要先从顺服看得见的人开始学习的。
I believe to learn to submit to the Holy Spirit starts from being obedient to those things that we see.
我们在每一天的生活里面要先养成顺服的习惯。
We need to build a habit of being submissive in our daily life.
我们不可能在日常生活上我们没有顺服。
It's impossible to be disobedient in our daily life.
忽然我们想要顺从圣灵。
And then suddenly we want to submit to the Holy Spirit.
这是很不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
一个肉体大的人是没有办法去顺从圣灵的。
A person who cultivated, who built up his flesh, is unable to submit to the Spirit.
我们常说啊，主耶稣在带领我们。
We often say that the Lord Jesus is leading us.
我们也常说啊，主在每一个环境里面。
And we always say that the Lord is in every circumstance.
如果真的是这样的话，
But if that is true,
我们就必须服在这些环境下面。
We need to submit to those circumstances.
我们前一阵子听到牧师在预查里面也讲。
A while ago, we heard our pastor sharing in the pre-study.
四十年之久。
For 40 years.
云柱火柱没有离开，一直在带领以色列人。
The pillar of cloud and pillar of fire never left the Israelites.
一直没有离开。
Never left.
所以我们现在的环境也是有云柱火柱的带领。
We also have the pillar of cloud and fire in our life.
没有离开。
It never departed.
既然是主的带领。
Since it's the Lord's guidance.
我们要学习顺服。
We need to learn to obey.
我们要起来征战。
We need to rise and fight.
不是为了那个反对我的人。
Not for our enemies.
不是为了那个说我的人。
Not for those who speak ill of me.
为了我们的肉体，我们要起来征战。
For our flesh, we need to rise and fight.
因为这个肉体不听话。
For this flesh is disobedient.
因为这个肉体不能顺服。
This flesh cannot obey.
这个肉体停不下来。
It's not stoppable.
我们已经看到巴兰的一生。
We already read Balaam's life.
我们也看到圣经对他的评语。
We also read the judgment in the Bible of him.
神的确借着他说了很好的预言。
God truly spoke with prophecies through him.
他的话是对的。
His words were right.
但是他的人却是错的。
But he, the person, was wrong.
求主借着巴兰提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us through Balaam.
不要落在他所落的失败的里面。
To not fall in the failure that he did.
最后我们唱一首诗歌。
Let's end with singing a hymn.
应该是264首。
264。
如果我们要起来征战，
If we were to rise and fight,
如果我们真的有这样的征战的一个经历，
If we had an experience of fighting,
我们会发现一件事情，
We'll realize one thing.
很苦。
It's hard.
好难哦。
It's tough.
啊，怎么办？
What do we do?
我觉得这首诗歌很好，告诉我们。
This is a really good hymn. It tells us.
我带我的罪救你。
I bring my sins to thee.
我胜不过的罪。
The sins I cannot count.
求你在你的血里面洗我的污秽。
Wash me in your blood.
这些诗歌是一个祷告。
This hymn is a prayer.
简单的说，就是一个重点。
Simply put, there's one point.
主，我做不到。
Lord, I can't do it.
求你帮助我做到。
Please help me.
这是一个当我们要起来征战的时候。
This is when we are to rise and fight.
我们真正会经历到的事情。
This is what we will experience.
不是我们。去征战。
It's not that we're fighting.
我们把我们的难处带到主的面前。
We bring our challenges to the Lord.
求主帮助我们。
And ask the Lord to help us.
我们请赞美团队带我们唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing with the worship team. 请起立。
Feel free to sing in Chinese or English.
可以唱中文或英文。